I'm Chris Heim with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and this year marks the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall and the enormous changes it meant for what had been the communist bloc in Europe. The changes, however, were not just political, but also cultural and artistic, and one fascinating example of that comes in the form of a new CD from Ersatz Musica. The group was put together by Russian and Ukrainian emigres to Berlin, headed up by author, visual artist, lyricist, and singer Irina Dubrovskaya, and including some key players in the Russian underground rock scene. The group initially composed a series of musical postcards for friends and family that eventually became their first CD, Voice Letter, released in 2007 to critical acclaim in Europe. Now, with a somewhat altered lineup, comes the second Ersatz release, Songs Unrecantable. The album, significantly more accomplished and intriguing than the first, is a mysterious and compelling blend of Eastern European, gypsy, Russian folk, cabaret, and minimalist alternative rock. Dubrovskaya has a dark and dusky voice, something of a cross between, say, Marlene Dietrich and Marianne Faithfull. And though her accent demands reference to a lyric sheet, it also adds a certain mysterious air to the proceedings. The lyrics conjure up a world of memory, loss, and estrangement, though the band is not without a sense of humor or an ability to cleverly play on language, as their own name, or the name of this new CD with its multiple layers of meaning, shows, or as they reveal in songs such as the satiric It's the Russian Beat, or a rocking panegyric to everyone's favorite ancient flying reptile, the pterodactyl. Individual lives, through no fault or desire of their own, are often caught up in the tidal waves of history, as we here in America have been discovering of late. So in that regard, Ersatz has something to say to us all. That they say it in songs so artful and unusual makes Songs Unrecantable an inspired and invaluable addition to world music.